Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, Lee, everybody's buzzing about this clip from Trump. What did he mean when he said this Thursday in Ohio?
So I have a lot of enemies out there. This may be the last time you'll see me for a while. A lot of very, very rich enemies, but they are not happy with what I'm doing. But I figure we have one chance to do it, and no other president's going to do what I do.
True that.
Well, he did say you may not see him for a while. He didn't know if that means, like, at all or just in Washington. That was Thursday. He was back out there on Saturday, so we did see him.
Right.
Okay. Now, everybody's got a theory on what this means, and they want me to cover their theory. I don't know what this means. It's Trump. Trump says stuff all the time.
There's no telling.
I mean, and this is with Trump, it's his strategy.
Yes.
He just throws things out like right, left, to see what people's response is. A lot of times there's a political reason behind it. Mm-hmm. So you can't take it too seriously. Okay. Yeah, but that did get my attention. It was a weird thing for a president to say, you know, even for Trump.
Yeah.
For a president as truthful as Trump, I should say. Okay. Well, so here's the longer context to this. Maybe this will help you decipher it.
They are so wealthy, nobody has any idea who the hell they are, what they do. They make more money than the drug companies. You know, in all fairness, at least the drug companies have to produce a product, and it has to be a good product. But the middlemen, well, the rebate that I'm doing cuts out the middlemen and it reduces costs, and the money goes back to the people purchasing the drugs. So I have a lot of enemies out there. This may be the last time you'll see me for a while. A lot of very, very rich enemies, but they are not happy with what I'm doing. But I figure we have one chance to do it, and no other president's going to do what I do. No other president would do a favored nations, a rebate, a buy from other nations at much less cost. Nobody. And there are a lot of unhappy people, and they're very rich people, and they're very unhappy.
To me, that is a joke. I mean, that's what it is. He is joking that because what he is doing is going to be a financial threat to some very powerful people behind the scenes in this whole pharmaceutical so-called market that we have in this country, that he's making a joke. And once again, the left is taking him literally when he should be just, you know, instead of taking him seriously about this.
Yeah, I don't know. When you play the full context of it, it doesn't sound as serious.
No.
So, anyway, I wanted to play the full context because that's getting left out a lot, even in right wing coverage of what he's doing.
But it's amazing what he's doing, and that's part of the thing here. No one's going to talk about what he's doing; they talk about what he said. Yeah, I mean, what you're talking about doing here is doing something to decrease the cost of pharmaceuticals in this country. And part of the problem is that we have middlemen that make the money who aren't producing anything. They don't make the drugs. They simply distribute them, or they're just getting a cut. I mean, it's like an agency. It's like an advertising agency. I better be very careful here.
Yeah.
But I mean, seriously, I mean, there are many times when you have individuals that don't really do anything but except place the buy. And that's what I think he's talking about, these pharmaceutical middlemen who are simply placing the buy between the pharmaceutical companies and the distributors. And they're taking a cut. What does that do? It drives up the cost of those pharmaceuticals to the consumer or to the insurance company or both. And that's what he's talking about doing here. And that's something that it's being disruptive. It's what they talk about Elon Musk about being, disruptive, a market disruptor. Elon Musk, he's not having dealerships. He builds the cars and he sells them. And some states have tried to stop him because they're trying to protect car dealerships. I believe the state of Michigan, they actually had to change the law so that he could sell cars directly to the consumer.
That's ridiculous.
But that's what's been happening. And Elon Musk is a disruptor. Well, that's what Donald Trump's doing. He's trying to disrupt the system by getting a direct connection between the people who make the drugs and the people who consume the drugs. Why should there be people in the middle that make money off of it when all it's doing is increasing the cost of something necessary for the consumer? And you know, the insurance companies are the ones that are picking up the slack. But of course, that means that the consumer is going to pay more for insurance. And we're also paying more for the drugs.
Speaking of a disruptor, did you see this latest Rasmussen polling? And again, he polls likely voters. If you poll just voters or registered voters, right, your poll is useless. If you see the word registered voters when somebody's writing about a poll, stop reading.
Yeah, exactly.
You're wasting your time.
Yeah.
No campaign would ever use that poll to make strategic decisions because it's useless. And when you see poll of registered voters, you know that's a push poll. That's a poll designed to influence public opinion, not to tell public opinion. Anyway, so here's Rasmussen's latest poll. Listen to this. Trump holds a 36% approval rating with African-American voters. If that's true, the Democrats should be in full-bore panic right now.
Yeah. Well, and maybe they are.
I mean, Trump only got 8% of the black vote last time.
Right.
He goes to 20 and loses 80. You're going to see a landslide. So, you know, for people who aren't, you know, used to watching politics, they'll be like, well, he still lose, you know, 38%, you know, 36% approval of black voters. He's still going to, you know, lose 2/3. That's okay. If he was to get 36% of the black vote, it would be an epic historic landslide.
Yes, it would.
So this to me says that the Democrats do not have this all sewn up. And it also echoes what we've been hearing. I mean, CNN poll January, he was at 22%, and they were just polling registered voters. So, I mean, this is not just something Rasmussen's come up with. This has been an echo since the beginning of the year of unprecedented black support for this president, or at least approval. Now, does that translate at the voting booth? I don't know.
Exactly.
Nobody knows. But it sure is interesting.
Well, I mean, but the question will be, as you have talked about many times about African-American voting, the question is whether they'll vote at all.
Yeah,
that goes back to this whole, the excitement level for the candidates. Biden ain't got it. Biden's core constituency is not all that excited to vote for him. They hate Trump. They hate the president. But they want to vote against the president. But they're not all that excited about voting for Biden. Just the opposite on the other side of the aisle. People are very excited about voting for Trump.
Well, when your Democrat candidate tells you all black people think the same.
On numerous occasions.
I cannot imagine the uproar if Trump said that.
And Biden is not having to pay any price for these ridiculous statements that he is making
that
are positively racist.
I know. In your face racist.
And he repeated it.
Oh, and no, then, he doubled down over the weekend.
Exactly. And then tried to make it sound like he was talking about things from a geographical standpoint. It makes no difference. You're still making a racial stereotype. That is racism at its core.
Especially when you say black people are not like Latino people. Black people all think the same. You're like, whoa. You know what? Did you notice what they did over the weekend? They put Joe in the basement through the keyway and they sent Jill out.
Yeah.
They sent Jill. Jill's out like, what's Joe going to do? I mean, Jill's now running the campaign because literally after week Joe had, it's just best if nobody sees him or remembers he's around.
Yeah.
Especially not black people.
Let's get the missus out there.
Yeah. She's a little more coherent. Only a little. But anyway, black employment, not unemployment, black employment rose faster than white employment in July. And the black-white jobless gap right now is at a historic low. This keeps happening under Trump, though. It does.
Let's see the mainstream media report that.
Oh, I had to read that in Breitbart.
Of course.
Because it's just, they're not going to tell you that.
No, you're not going to hear that.
No.
No, that does not fit the narrative.
Yeah, for a supposedly racist president, Trump sure is screwing up.
Yes, he is.
You know what I mean? The black-white gap in unemployment is at a historic low. That's a big screw-up for a supposedly racist president. It would be typical for Democrats, though. That's what makes this so historic. They weren't able to pull it off, not even under the first black president.
With 8 years to do it.
With 8 years to do it. That's because he wouldn't get government out of the way. Trump did. It's very simple.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
So there's a Clemson professor. His name is Bart Nijnenberg, Bart Nijnenberg, Clemson University. And he would like you to know that he hates Republicans. I mean, really hates Republicans. Here's a sample of his work from social media. Trump is xenophobic and racist. Trump's administration is xenophobic and racist. The Republican Party is xenophobic and racist. Quote, anyone who voted Republican in 2016 is xenophobic and racist. And anyone who still calls themselves a Republican, despite all this, is xenophobic and racist. So just thought I'd tell you how what he's teaching your kids. In case you're paying Clemson. And don't kid yourself. They're all like this. They're all like this. They want to get inside your kids' brains. I just think this is interesting. Because if all Republicans are xenophobic and racist, as Professor Nijnenberg, it's K-N-I-J-N-E-N-Berg, B-U-R-G, of Clemson University says, then why is he taking his pay from the state, the people of the state? I mean, we got what? It's a bunch of Republicans paying his salary there at Clemson. And I bring this up because if some professor at Clemson had tweeted this about Obama, criticized Obama, there would have been hell to pay. You know that. But as long as it's Republicans, it's fine. So I just want you to know he thinks we're all racist scum. Just so you know. Even though we're paying his salary. And we got two Republican senators, a Republican governor. Five of our seven congressional representatives are Republicans. We control the House and the Senate. So, I mean, if this guy really thinks that, he ought to resign. I mean, he shouldn't take a salary. I mean, move to Vermont, buddy. Or Portland or somewhere. You could burn stuff down there. You'll feel right at home. Anyway, this is why I'm just so over college. I am just over it. I don't know what I'm going to do with the kids, but I just think it's increasingly unattendable for regular people. All right, I want to jump on this because this is revolutionary and yet will be old to many of you because you listen to the show. We're so far ahead of the curve. I literally said this, a month ago now? 3 weeks ago, a month ago? Duke University did a study on masks. This is what I told you. I told you they are lying to you. We have had studies on masks since 1946. In fact, there was a huge study that just looked at all those studies and found mask use does nothing to stop the spread of viruses. They won't tell you this. They also won't tell you that certain kind of masks are much better than other kinds of masks if you want to try to stop the virus. And the reason they won't tell you that is because if you knew that, you might stop wearing a mask and they want you in costume. But what if it's worse than that? Duke University just did a study that found some masks are useless and others are so bad they increase the spread of the virus. I told you this was the case. I even told you the kind of mask it would be. You know those neck fleeces, the gator masks? You know, the one you wear around your nose and your neck? A lot of people use them. Not only are they 100% useless for stopping the spread of the virus, they help to spread the virus. It's according to Duke University, published in Business Insider. They don't block the particles at all. But what they do do is break the saliva particles up into even smaller droplets than they would have been if you were just breathing. And that makes them lighter and they hang in the air. If you weren't wearing it at all, the droplets would be heavy and they'd sink. Hit the floor. So the smaller droplets can float around in the air longer, where they're more likely to get someone sick. Why didn't they tell you this? How did I know it? I'm not even a virologist. I'm not affiliated with Duke. Everybody's known it. It's why Amazon.com put those masks in the costume section. It's a costume. The mask says right there, it's built for you to breathe through while you're on a motorcycle. The only thing it blocks is dust. That's it. People wearing them all over. They're really hot because you look kind of cool in them. You know, you look sort of almost dangerous. Useless. I bought it because I wanted to be able to breathe. I knew it was useless. But then, I've been telling you, most of these masks are useless. Might as well be able to breathe. It was my thought process. And I knew they were useless when Amazon put them in the costume section. And it says right there, they don't work. I mean, for stopping anything but dust. So you get one of these crazy mask Nazis, they'll scream at you if you don't have one on. If you're wearing one, you are doing more to spread COVID, not less. You would be better off just taking it off and going maskless. By the way, the only ones that really work are the N95s, only if they're worn properly, but that only protects the wearer, not anyone around them. This is such a crock. See, this is why they won't tell you this. They just want you in costume. They don't care if it works. In fact, if you were to learn some of these masks don't work, you wouldn't wear them, and they need you in costume, so it looks like it's so scary to go out that you can't go out without a mask, and thus we can't vote in person, and we have to do mail-in voting and let the Democrats commit fraud. That's what this is about. Those scarf masks, almost useless. Bandanas, nope, don't work either. Homemade cotton masks with multiple layers did well, but none of these masks was a silver bullet. See, that's the problem. This is how they're going to kill people. These people, these poor people who are actually at risk, maybe you've, you know, cancer, you've got a rundown immune system from a disease you've been battling, they think they can go to the store now. I've been begging you, please, if you're at risk, do not, these masks do not protect you. Do not fall for this from the media. You need to pretend that nobody is wearing a mask and make your decisions that way. Because I'm telling you, they are all but useless, or only partly useless, or only sort of useless, but work kind of, like the N95. Which you get the most protection from. Duke University, folks. This will be completely ignored by the media today. Because again, the purpose of the mask is to be in costume for the play pandemic. We're all forced to participate in. So if these mask Karens out there, like they're calling them, you want to go scream at somebody today just for kicks? Go scream at somebody wearing a balaclava. They're doing more to spread the virus by wearing it, not less. This will not take hold in the media. Trust me on this. They're not going to tell you. They don't care if you die. They don't care if you're more likely to get it by wearing a mask. It only matters the political play they're running through November the 3rd. That's the only thing they care about. And that literally, and the problem with this, too, is that now these people go out, they think they can walk around.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Folks, the Democrats' goal is widespread mail-in ballot fraud. They've practically told you this. I've played the clips. I'm not going to play them again. Forecasting. Yeah, if we use mail-in balloting, it'll be hard to tell who won. Yet if you, and that was MSNBC. But if you criticize and say, hey, let's not use mail-in balloting, they'll be like, what's wrong with you? You know how terrifying this is, folks? This is their plan for this election. Is to make sure to flood the zone with enough mail-in ballots so it is unknown who the winner is. Do you know they've actually war-gamed this? This is from the New York Times. They got together, Democrats and some Republicans, we don't know who they were, to war-game out the scenario for what would happen when mail-in voting caused such confusion nobody could tell who won, which is the goal. That's not a bug, it's a feature. That's why they're so determined to have it. Here's from the New York Times. He's talking about who was doing this. For their war game, they cast John Podesta, who was Hillary Clinton's campaign chairman, in the role of Mr. Biden. They expected him when the votes came in to concede, just as Mrs. Clinton had. But Mr. Podesta, playing Mr. Biden, shocked the organizers by saying he felt his party wouldn't let him concede, alleging voter suppression. That's when you don't let Democrats commit fraud. That's what voter suppression is. He persuaded the governors of Wisconsin and Michigan to send pro-Biden electors to the Electoral College. But this is a plan. This is not a pastime. This is a plan. In that scenario, in the Democrats' war games, California, Oregon, and Washington then threatened to secede from the United States if Trump took office as planned. Now, that would be a total bonus. The House in the Democrats' war game named Mr. Biden the president. The Senate and the White House stuck with Mr. Trump. Well, of course, the White House sticks with Mr. Trump. At that point, I'm just reading it from the New York Times. At that point in the scenario, the nation stopped looking to the media for cues and waited to see what the military would do. They're war gaming this at the top of their party because it's the plan. But then I played you the audio last week. It's totally the plan. And they're beginning the psychological operation. This is the final coup of the election year. Telling you again and again and again. And conservative media and Breitbart, people like that are beginning to repeat it. They don't even understand. They're dupes. Go ahead and expect it's going to take 6 weeks, 2 months to know who won. We may never know. Because we're going to use mail-in balloting in a lot of states. Oh, well, why don't we just not use mail-in balloting? Liar! It works! But you just told us it's going to be chaos and we won't know. Liar! It works! But you just said we would know. See how this goes? They're preparing you so that when this happens, nobody panics. A lot of you text me, oh, the Democrats want civil war. They're trying to drive us to civil war. No, they're not. Not at all. They don't want civil war. They can't control that. They can control this, though, they believe. If they can keep everyone calm and make them think this is just very normal. We're not going to know who won the presidency. We may never know. And the Democrat-controlled Congress may have to pick, and that's normal. So just stay put. Well, why don't we just not have mail-in voting? Well, that's not an option. How badly do they want mail-in voting? The entire stimulus package is an election fraud package. They are literally holding the American people hostage. You cannot have your checks, your stimulus checks, which ended on the last day of July, until Democrats get legalized voter fraud. This is why Trump could not compromise on the stimulus, on those parts of it. They put this in the stimulus bill. No checks, no eviction protection, nothing, unless you agree to this. Well, I'll let you listen to Trump describe it because it's horrific.
Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer have chosen to hold this vital assistance hostage. They want measures designed to increase voter fraud, which is banning voter ID in all states and banning requirements for signature verification in federal elections. Now, why would they want in this bill, which really has nothing to do with what we're talking about, stimulus, something banning voter ID in every single state? They want to ban it, including states where we already have it, because we have some states where we have it. Why would they want to ban voter ID in all states? And why would they want to ban requirements for signature verification in federal election? Who would want a bill banning signature verification? What's that all about? You know what it's about? Fraud. That's what they want, fraud. They want to try and steal this election, because frankly, it's the only way they can win the election. The bill also requires all states to do universal mail-in balloting, which nobody's prepared for, regardless of whether or not they have the infrastructure. They want to steal an election. That's all this is all about. They want to steal the election.
Universal mail-in balloting, again, that's not absentee balloting where you have to request the ballot and there's a record. They just automatically mail the ballot to anybody on the list who's registered. In Nevada, they've got over 200,000 people on their rolls who are either dead, they've moved, and guess what? Every one of them is getting a ballot. It's going to go to the address. It's an invitation to massive fraud to create confusion so they can claim in January nobody knows who won, so we got to let Congress decide. That's the plan. Now, will they succeed? I don't know. But they're literally willing to put a gun to Americans' head, no stimulus checks, unless you let us commit voter fraud. Here's the second part of that.
They even want to force states to implement the controversial practice known as ballot harvesting, very dangerous practice. Meaning they would allow Democrat Party operatives to deposit thousands and thousands of completed ballots at the post office without any verification of who filled them out, including a verification of signatures on the ballot. So you're not even going to have a verified signature. Anybody, I could sign it, you could sign it, anybody in this room could sign it, and that's going to count as a vote. How can you do a thing like this? So this is what they're asking for. This is what Nancy Pelosi and crying Chuck Schumer are asking for. It's horrible. It's a horrible thing.
That was in the stimulus bill. But he wouldn't do it. Listen to this. You want your $600 check for Americans to keep them from getting booted out on the street because they don't have a job? Oh, well, first, you're going to have to release thousands of illegal immigrants and tens of thousands of violent felons or no check. This is actually in the COVID stimulus package. This is why the Republicans can't vote for it.
The Democrat bill includes stimulus checks for illegal aliens. So if you were able to get into their country illegally and our borders, they want to have open borders. We don't want to have open borders. So the Democrat bill includes stimulus checks for illegal aliens. They require the mass release of illegal aliens from detention. They also compel the mass release of inmates, including serious felons. How do you like that one? And this is in the bill that we're talking about. What does this have to do with stimulus, the economy? What does this have to do with the coronavirus? So think of that. They require the mass release of illegal aliens from detention. They also compel the mass release of inmates. What does this have to do with what we're talking about? This is Nancy Pelosi, Crazy Nancy, and Chuck Schumer. It includes serious felons. They want to have these people released on a mass basis, including serious felons. They want to put this in. This is a radical left policy, so they can go to Portland and try and rip the place apart that they've been doing for many years, and they've been doing for years and years. That's page 1,689, page 1,762. Think of that. These people, I honestly don't believe they love our country. You want to know the truth?
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app. Now, the Tara Show. Genius text of the day on 106.3 WORD.
Genius text of the day. Very short, very simple. About the Democrats, they can't win, so they will make it impossible to prove they lost. Yes, that is exactly the strategy. They are wargaming this, according to the New York Times. They can't win, texter says, so they will make it impossible to prove they lost. Exactly. They're telling us what they're going to do. Texter writes, Tara, I would crawl on my hands and knees to vote for Trump. Yeah, me too. That's all we have left. Texter writes, how about voting ballots at the grocery stores, liquor stores, and convenience stores? That would solve the issue. Yeah, they don't want to solve the issue. Texter writes, I thought it was up to each state to decide how to conduct their elections. How can Congress mandate for that for the whole nation? They can. Another texter writes, Republicans have a plan as well. Twiddle their thumbs and watch to see if by some miracle Trump can win the presidency back once again all by himself. Yeah, that's pretty much it. Texter writes, ballots, riots, and I think they mean mail-in ballots. Riots and hoaxes are the only ways the Democrats can win. It never occurs to Democrats to say one reason to vote for them. This, I like this text too, because it makes a pretty profound point. I had to read it twice, the break. What if the post office read your mail and threw away what they didn't like? What if UPS threw away packages of books if they didn't like them? A, quote, common carrier, unquote, is not allowed to discriminate among shippers. The same should apply to tech, social media, and be enforced. Amen. Now, the texter writes, I very much appreciate your ability, Tara, to interpret the text I send. I have to keep my phone up in the window, and the signal is in and out. It is not consistent at all. So, no problem. I spent a lot of time interpreting your text, you guys. So there it is. All right. Meanwhile, I got 1 minute here. Bill Barr with a profound description of Antifa over the weekend, talking to Mark Levin. I want to cram it back into the 8 o'clock hour. Here we go.
They are a revolutionary group that is interested in some form of socialism, communism. They're essentially Bolsheviks. Their tactics are fascistic. You know, a lot of it has been the demonization of the Trump administration from day one. And from that point forward, there's been the resistance. They were trying to impeach him from day one. They have done everything they can. They've shredded the norms of our system to do what they can to drive him from office or to debilitate his administration.
Now, that's fascinating. And it's going to be hell to pay for that from the media, by the way, because that's the truth. Barr went a step further than anybody I've heard. When asked about Antifa, he tied him directly to the left and the Democrats and to the coup by the Democrats and the FBI, the left-wing FBI, to take out Trump. All of it the same, from the street thugs all the way on up to the FBI. That is a profound statement coming from our attorney general. But then he said, while my head was still spinning, he said something even more profound about power and how it is a religion to the left, and they are practicing it in the streets with their violence.
I think it's because of the desire for power that the left wants power, because that is essentially their state of grace and their secular religion. They want to run people's lives so they can design utopia for all of us, and that's what, you know, that's what turns them on. And it's the lust for power. And they weren't expecting Trump's victory, and it outrages them.
Wow. I can't play that enough times. Texter writes, mail-in ballots, mail order Biden. It's exactly what it is. With a little, you know, cheating on the side. Another texter writes, voting at the liquor store makes sense because you can't catch COVID there.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.